And Ellie J is not here to answer questions. She's here to talk podcasts. Welcome, and what have you been listening to?
I've got a couple this week. So the first one is called The Orange Tree. Mm-hmm. And this one's about the murder of Jennifer Cave, who was a 21-year-old living in Austin, Texas. And she was due to start a new job, and she didn't turn up to it. And 2 days later, her body was found by her stepdad in the Orange Tree condo complex in Texas. So that's why it takes that name. So
I'm classic premise for a podcast.
Exactly. And it follows that kind of true crime genre. They have a tendency to do these sort of 10-word sentences where they set everything up in each. It's the style of, you know, Sarah Koenig in Serial, and she has that, and the kind of low, ominous music to it that's kind of intriguing music, I suppose. But in the first episode, they talk to her parents who were trying to report her missing basically the morning after she went missing, and the police were saying it's not long enough. You know, she was a student, and then kind of was changing to do this job, and they were saying, you know, we have a lot of parents calling and saying I can't get in touch with my child, and they turn up a few days later and they've been, you know, gone on holiday or out for a big night out or something like that.
Yeah.
So eventually they drove to Austin, and that's when they found her. So it goes into her story. It also looks at her relationship with her friend, who she was apparently out with the night she went missing, her friend Colton, to celebrate her new job. And he crops up later too, because he fled Austin with another woman who also crops up later in the story. And they have recordings from the murder trial. They talk to a lot of the people who were involved in it, a lot of her friends. In the episode I'm listening to at the moment, they're talking to Colton's mum and dad. So it's the first interview ever with... He's the prime suspect.
Yeah.
And it's the first interview ever with his parents. So it's... This podcast is the product of two journalists, Tinu Thomas and Haley Butler, and they're former journo students in Austin. And they say they started the story when they're at uni there because it was told on campus almost as like a, did you hear about this? Not a big scandal, but a story that everybody knew about. And they said they'd heard loads about it, and they thought it was from years and years ago. And actually, it's only 15 years since it happened, is what they say. So it is well made. It's a bit... I think it's made by a production team based in the College of Communications there. So I think it is kind of the product of a student journo project, I suppose, and classic true crime dramery, but I would say with a twist. So in the second episode, they talk all about Jennifer as a person, and they take really great care to talk about how... I think I've come in before and talked about how I don't like crime podcasts that are too gruesome,
yeah,
or that focus too much on kind of delighting in the like people's murders,
yeah,
and horrible situations.
Yeah.
And they talk about that, and they also say that we don't want to do that. We want to have parts of these episodes also dedicated to her and what she liked, how she how she grew up, her relationships. She's really close with her stepdad and all of that kind of thing, which is quite nice to hear. It's not just picking apart what is, it's a very gruesome situation. It's a very gruesome murder. It's not for younger listeners, I would say, especially the first episode where they talk about the crime scene. But even in that episode where they're delving into her life and how she grew up, they talk about how she had this, I think they call it the stray dog syndrome, where she wanted to help people or believed that she could be the one to help people who had maybe lost their way. And it kind of started out with growing up on a farm and loving animals and always looking after the ones who kind of couldn't look after themselves. So they almost foreshadow what was going to happen in her relationships later on in the podcast. But again, it's a good true crime style podcast.
And in terms of the premise of the podcast, just so people know what to expect, because I don't want you to spoil anything, but is there any uncertainty about who did it?
I think there is a bit.
Yeah.
So I'm about four episodes in,
okay,
and they kind of tease out the story.
Yeah.
So I think if you were living there, or if you are in Texas and have heard about it, you would kind of be listening for the details or a more in-depth look at the characters. But for me, coming in knowing nothing about it, I still am not sure of the full story, and I'm kind of getting an introduction to her and to what happened there as well.
Great. So. That's the orange tree. You've got Ellie J in Talking Podcasts and about changes with Annie. People might not recognise this name in its entirety, Annie McManus.
I know. And I almost thought, I think she's kind of, so she's, I know her as Annie Mac, and yeah. I think lots of people know her as Annie Mac. She's a DJ, Radio 1, BBC Radio 1 DJ as well. But I think she's kind of separating her Radio 1 work and DJ work maybe from her other stuff, because she's just become a published author too. She's released a book called Mother, Mother, I think it is, and it's under Annie McManus. And this podcast is called Changes, and she says, I'm Annie McManus as well. So I don't know if that's a conscious thing, mm-hmm. or maybe she's just decided that she wants to use her full name. But I think she's fantastic. She's a great DJ, and she's a great interviewer. And this podcast, she talks to a different person each week, and the theme is changes, how things change, how we deal with change. And also she talks to quite a lot of people who are activists, so affecting change, all kinds. She says in the intro as well, like, it's a big topic, and each week we'll talk to someone who looks at a different facet of it, I suppose. So in a couple of recent ones, she talked to Ramesh Ranganathan, who's a comedian, Bernardine Evaristo, who's the writer of Girl, Woman, Other. She was the first Black British author ever to win the Booker Prize as well. And when I was looking her up to, she also spoke on 9 to Noon as well. So little plug there. You can listen to an interview with her online. Then the most recent one I listened to was with Nigel Bromage, who's a former far-right extremist. And I suppose the topic of that one is, can people truly change? And he talks...
Not Nigel Farage, Nigel Bromage.
Okay. Yeah, and he talks very openly and honestly about his life and how he grew up. They discuss... she has a very gentle style of interviewing, but she also asks some very incisive questions, some very sort of cut to the chase questions. And she asks him about his life growing up in Birmingham, if he had those influences as a child. And he says, no, I had a very liberal family. My mum and dad always talked about politics, pro-immigration, very inclusive, all of that kind of thing. And then he talks about how his journey into far-right extremism started. And he started joining an anti-IRA group and was with that for a bit. And then they gave him leaflets to hand out for the National Front. And he said, no, I don't want to do this. They said, well, give it a listen. We don't talk about race in it. We don't talk, you know, we're not racist. We've got all this other stuff that we want people to hear about. Yeah. And so he kind of got gradually groomed into these organisations till eventually he was saying as well, they take over everything. So Annie asks about whether his parents, being quite liberal, kind of talked to him about these groups he was getting into. And he says, oh, well, they did. To begin with, they were asking me these questions, but then his mum got very unwell and the group became almost part of the family and were taking her to appointments. They were also coming in kind of looking after him too. And eventually both his parents passed away and he was kind of fully in this organisation that had supported him, but also now he was cut off from all of his friends that he had previously. His whole life was within this group. So he says he was in it for 25 years. And he also talks about the moment when he knew he had to get out. He talks about living a double life with work as well, going into work and sort of pretending to be one person. And then he would go out with this, he was eventually involved in an outright Nazi organisation. And he's saying he would go into work and talk to his friends at work and have this life. And then at the weekends, he would be part of this, part of this organisation, part of these violent protests. And now he created an organisation called Exit UK, which helps other people in that situation get out, lifts them out of it, and all of that kind of stuff. So it's super interesting. And as I said, she has this lovely, gentle, conversational style, and he talks about all of it. Yeah, it's amazing.
Great. Do you want to give me just a really quick sentence on, because it sounds so interesting, a podcast called I Secretly Recorded My Boyfriend?
This one is very funny. I don't know how I feel about it, because, I mean, there's about 100 episodes and I'm only on number 3, so I feel like he must find out. But it's a woman who has secretly recorded her boyfriend talking about stuff. A lot of it is his funny commentary on TV programmes, and she's then going in and dissecting it with two of her mates. One one woman, one man, and they're talking about whether or not he should say. She kind of teases it out of him a little bit. So she's asking him about good-looking women in films, and he's going, oh, I don't know any beautiful women. And she's going, you don't know any. You don't know one. You can't think of one beautiful woman, that kind of thing.
That's so mean.
But isn't it? But there's a podcast. I mean, yeah, there are 100 episodes, and I look them up on Twitter, and they haven't got
loads of followers. Sorry, same woman, same boyfriend each time.
Same woman, same boyfriend.
Gosh.
Yeah, so I can't listen to. I'm listening to kind of one every 2 weeks, and they are very funny. He's kind of does commentary on how the garage in Coronation Street is too clean to be a real garage and that kind of thing. So it's super relatable too. It's quite nice that it's not like a glossy, polished relationship.
Presumably, she did all the recording. Before she started releasing the podcast.
You would think so, but it's week on week. And she talks a bit about how, you know, she's kind of blocked him on Twitter from seeing different terms. And that's why I feel a bit like, when does he find out? And also, what would you do if you found out that there are 100 episodes of a podcast that your partner had recorded? I'd be terrified.
Perfect. Hey, thanks, Ellie J. Nice to have you in. Ellie's been recording, reviewing podcasts. I secretly recorded my boyfriend, Changes with Annie McManus and The Orange Tree.